but you know, you first come into a new team, you just try to figure out the guys, the personalities, and how you really fit in. But now it's getting sort of that grind time. You already been doing the workouts, you've done a little bit of the OTAs, and now you're starting the mini camps, and you really get into the steak and potatoes of everything. So everything is really coming along really well. You feel like you're part of the team, and we had a great practice today.
How does it feel when you get to the steak and potatoes?
You know what? It depends on if it's medium or rare or not, you know? but no, it's at the end of the day, you go about 6 months, 5 months without really running around out here in the field, not being around the guys, and now you're getting a gist of, okay, this right here is what you've been waiting for a while, and everything is kicking back off again. You're knocking the dust off and getting ready for this season.
Marcus, when you came in here with the Cowboys, Ryan Clady's rookie year, you kind of had your way with him. Are you surprised how good he's gotten from that time to now?
When you look at a guy like Clady and how athletic he is, especially when his rookie season when I played him, I knew he was going to be one of those tackles to be reckoned with. And now he's gotten a lot of maturity, he's gotten a lot of experience, and he's crafty. He's one of those guys now. It's not just, he's just athletic. He's out there playing like that. He's playing with maturity, with experience, and he knows what to do.
So then how much do you look forward to when y'all are in full pads and you really both go at it? Because you're limited, obviously.
Yeah, right now we're limited, but when you have a tackle that you can go against that's going to probably be better than any other tackles in the league, that really gets you ready for the game. And being able to go against a talent like him, a guy that can, really challenge you every single play, when it comes to game time, it's pretty easy.
How much pride do you take in being a leader, and how would you describe your leadership style?
At the end of the day, all leaders always lead by example, but sometimes you have to be vocal to the point to where when everybody's out there tired, you got to have some false enthusiasm a little bit. And at the end of the day, you have to get out there and you have to get the job done and play after play, because every guy, you want them to be able to give them your all, and so you got to be able to do the same thing.
Do you feel your game has maybe gotten a little bit better practicing against Manning, or maybe Rome, where you can get to him, where Manning is so tough to get to in practice?
You know, playing against a guy like Manning, they're two totally different players. I mean, you got Romo, he's more elusive. But you got Manning, he's going to be a little bit more witty. He's going to scheme you up. From the tight ends all the way to the tackles, they have a little skill or a little bit of craftiness to them to where you're not going to get the same thing the second time. And that's what this team is about. It's about change. They change on the fly, and everybody on that offense does that.
Does it ever surprise you how accurate Peyton is? We talk about his arm strength, but the reality is he gets there and it's on point. Does that surprise you? Is it frustrating when you can't get to him and a guy looks covered? He throws to a covered guy that ends up catching?
You know what? If I was playing for another team right now, I would be like, you know what? That's what I don't want to see. But right now, I do want to see that, because I know when I'm on the sideline, he's going to be doing the same thing. And, I mean, that starts from when he's out here being early, have all the right receivers out here doing their drills, and it's almost like he can close his eyes and know where to throw the ball at. And that's the same thing we're trying to do on this defense, trying to get to the point to where everybody's always on the same page, being aggressive and being able to stop the machine, Manning.
It seems like between drills over there, you're almost always talking to, you and Derek Wolfe are talking. Is he constantly picking your brain? What are those conversations like?
Yeah, a lot of the guys are, because they're big, big, strong guys. And I'm just a little small pass rusher is what I call myself. So I'm more of that, finesse guy. So I teach them a lot of hand moves, a lot of mixed martial arts stuff and stuff that they hadn't really been doing. And it's really helping them out in their pass rush, being able to get pressure up the middle to help out guys like me and Vaughn.
Vaughn said he's been picking your brain too. I mean, you expect to hear questions from the rookies and stuff. Is it kind of unique when you got a guy who's had the success Vaughn has, and yet he's picking your brain to try to get better? You're the guy he goes to.
Yeah, I talk to Vaughn all the time, and we go back and forth on pass rush moves. Like if he's out there and he's doing just little stuff on the sideline right now, I'll tell him, hey, you need to make sure you correct this, make sure you work on this. He says, hey, man, I'm doing it at home. And even when I'm out here, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go work on this move that we've been working on all week. And that's good to have a guy that, looks up to you, but also can also teach you a couple of things that you don't even know about. And we sort of learn off each other and get better.
The team's goals are well stated. Do you set a personal goal for the season?
I really don't have, personal goals. It's always just like a goal of just being the best at my position. At the end of the day, when you look at all the guys in the league, you want to be the best at your position and on the best defense in the league. And we talk, me and Vaughn talk all the time about, you know what, how many sacks you want to get this year? And, you know, he threw a number out there. I said, at the end of the day, a number is only a result that people can judge. I said, but why not be the tandem out there that, at the end of the day, when you say the tandem that was best in the league ever, that's the name you want, you know, me and Vaughn, that's what you want. You want something bigger than that, that lasts forever.
Part of that's creating pressure, not just the sack, right? I mean, just if you get one sack, it looks good as a game, but it's the consistent pressure that they
right.
can provide, right?
Right. At end, yes. Secondary. At the end of the day, because sometimes you're going to play teams that are going to quick pass,
right.
and they're going to, you know, have a lot of guys blocking up. But if you can still get pressure consistently on the quarterback and have them rattle, get interceptions, and get those turnovers, they might not end up being sacks, but it will end up being big plays to give the offense back the ball.
What's the number?
For a couple more guys.
What's the number?
What number?
For sacks.
At the end of the day, I said, you know, me and Vaughn, I said between two guys, we want to have as many sacks as one team. So that's a, you know, big goal that me and him have. I mean, there's not really a number. At the end of this year, we're just going to say, hey, let's see where we are measured up.
Okay. Marcus, when the first time we talked to you, you said you're having a little trouble catching the breath. How's
that going? I'm good now. I'm a little bit acclimated now to this air up here. This we call it mile high air. So, but it comes with time, and you got to sort of get your body right and get it in better shape. And you know, once we go down to lower altitudes, it's going to really kick in.